practice.
Practice.
Practice
makes me think of T-ball. Used to be in it. It's not really good at it. Always hit the T. And then when we were on defense, I always played pitcher. Which might, in a normal game of baseball, be a somewhat glamorous position. But in T-ball, you know what? They don't pitch. Found that out the hard way. So it's actually quite an embarrassing position. You know, when you're not actually doing anything. Practice.
Practice makes me think of grand old Miss Crawford, who I did Merchant of Venice for at Marillac High School. I went to Loyola Academy High School, but Marillac was one of the two local girls' schools. And the boys were in demand for their productions. And so I went over there, and they were doing Shakespeare. My high school was doing The Wiz. I think the choice is obvious. So I went over to do Merchant of Venice. She just had this just rabid thing going on. If she caught you calling one of our practices a practice instead of a rehearsal, boy, you were in big trouble. She threw a fit, and she yelled at you. And I don't think it was connected, but I did spend an hour and a half on one rainy Saturday morning going over and over and over the proper Shakespearean bow, the stepping forward and striding and sweeping your arm. And I'd forgotten about that that afternoon until now, or that morning till now. And I'm probably going to be doing flashbacks for the rest of the show. And it's going to be very uncomfortable. Practice.
I was on the basketball team in high school. If any of you have ever seen me, you'll know how funny that is. But I never played. I was a 12th man out of 12. Played when we were up like 80 against the Little Sisters of the Armless Poor or whatever. You know, little girls that had no arms. But I used to go to practice every day. I never missed. I never got excused until I... blew out my right knee. Didn't blow it out. I mean, I can still, like, you know, it was just enough that it would heal up and it'd be okay. But I, strangely enough, I did that running on a track, just running straight ahead. Just blew my knee on the first quarter mile of a 3 mile run for conditioning for basketball. Finished the 3 mile run with my knee swollen to the size of a cantaloupe. It took me an hour and 45 minutes, and I'll never forget the look on my coach's face when I hobbled in to the office to tell him that I was done with my 3 miles. And he was drinking whiskey and smoking a cigar with one of the girls' basketball coach. And he said, "Damn it, Ramson! An hour and a half to run 3 miles, and what the hell happened to your knee?" And he took me back, and... I got closer to my basketball coach that afternoon than I ever wanted to, as he rubbed and massaged my knee, trying to get the swelling to go down. Worst practice of my entire life, being touched by Mr. Lofgren.
Practice.
All right, Stinky the Adolescent. This is going to be the fiercest game of pool you've ever shot.
Well, I think I'm ready.
You think you're ready to go against me?
I'm stinky at least. All right, let's put it all out on the line. You're quite a legend in this town. Has anyone ever told you how just very good you are? I must be crazy to play you.
I don't need people to tell me how good I am, because after I play them, they'll look on their face, the sheer terror, the stunned shock frozen into every pore of their face is enough.
I bet that's something. So what do you say? I'm a fool to play. I know that coming out right up front, but what do you say we place a little wager on this game, huh?
Stinky the Adolescent.
Yes?
I like your style.
Shh. Charlie?
I was
just wondering if you wanted to go to the Sadie Hawkins Day Dance with me.
Oh.
I mean, do you want to go?
For real?
Yeah, I'd really like you to go with me. I'd really like to go with you. I'd really like you to go with me to the Sadie Hawkins Day Dance.
Frank, that's the sweetest thing anybody's ever asked me.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I got worried. A lot of people, I know people have been talking about how I might ask Mike. And I know that St. Ignatius School for Boys is really small and things get around.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted you to know that, you know, it's you I really want to go with to the Sadie Hawkins Day Dance.
I mean,
in lieu of, you know, a woman, since we're not allowed to bring them onto school property. You know, has it ever occurred, has the irony ever occurred to you, Charlie?
It does.
The irony that, you know, the Christian religions, Catholic Church and other Christian religions, are so dead set against homosexuality, but they have all boys' schools and make us ask each other to the Sadie Hawkins Day Dance.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, this doesn't mean that you're not going to get me a corsage now, is it?
No, I was about to ask you what kind of flowers you like.
I like pink carnations.
Pink carnations it is, Charlie.
Oh, frankly.
Pink carnations it is.
Thanks, Frankie. I hope they play I'm Gonna Make You Sweat.
I heard that might be the theme.
Is it wrong of me to live in mortal fear of elephantitis?
Well, no.
Good.
No, I don't think it is wrong of you to live in mortal fear of elephantitis now.
Good. I'm glad we're together on this one. Now right. can you hold the bolt steady while I hammer it in?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Maybe you... okay, go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Are you all right?
Well, that depends on what your definition of all right is there.
Well, you haven't contracted elephantitis, that's for sure. In fact, no. You've contracted the reverse, so elephantitis would actually be pretty helpful for you at this point.
Right, you've managed to compact my spine about a foot and a half. That's what happens when you place the driving edge of a pneumatic hammer against a human being's skull.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that, but at least you haven't got elephantitis, right?
No, in fact, no, I don't. I'm actually a foot and a half shorter than I was earlier.
Well, that's great. Can you hold this other bolt steady?
I'm going to need a stepladder.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get that for you. Let's see. I don't have a stepladder, but I've got a sandwich.
Is it a club sandwich?
It's your sandwich, so I don't know exactly what it is. Oh, I got it out of your lunchbox.
My wife always gives me club. I can stand on that. Then we climb up on the club
sandwich. All right. Ready?
All right, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. See, that one was fine. No troubles there.
That was very good.
Good for you, too?
It was wonderful. Look at me. I'm smoking, so I would think it was pretty good.
All right, Stinky the Adolescent. Typically, when I engage in a game of pool with another, an incumbent, I like to make small talk to make them feel at ease. So if we can seamlessly segue into the small talk right now, I'll start.
Okay.
I was looking in the dictionary the other day. Did you know that the word pneumatic is not in the dictionary?
I had no idea.
I went through the whole end section from the first page to the last. And
the entire end section? The whole thing in pneumatic.
And we're talking a very big dictionary here. Mm-hmm.
Well, that just goes how to show how smart you are, sir. That you're a pool legend, and you search the entire end section.
So I wrote a letter. That's what I did, Stinky.
Did you write a letter? I bet it was a good letter because you're probably a really good writer.
All right, let me sink this pool one legend. Ball in the corner pocket.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. Wrote a letter to Webster saying, why the Christ isn't pneumatic in the dictionary? Because I'm a big fan of the word.
Well, I bet they're scratching their heads, kicking themselves, you know.
And I said, P.S. You better give your end section a thorough good looking over.
That I think that was exactly the right thing to say, Mr. Pool Legend, sir.
Well, Charlie, I think that, I really think that practicing our swing dancing is a very important part of us creating this dance together. I mean, you and I both know how inseparable the fad of swing dancing has become how intrinsically entwined it that it has become with the fad of Christianity.
That's what I'm saying, man.
These are two great fads that taste great together.
That's why, you know, I mean, if you want to lead, you can. It's cool with me. And
well, you're a little bigger than me, so I was hoping that you could lead and you can swing me around and, you know, do all those neat aerial tricks.
I kind of want to wear the dress so that when I spin around, you know, it flies out.
That always does look really cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can definitely give that a try. Why don't we just put on a little swing music here and wait a minute. It's not playing. My Cherry Pop and Daddy's CD is just not playing.
We can just do it a cappella. I mean, you know, ever since. Wait a second. Here's my mail. I haven't checked yet. Oh, I hear you. This is from the dean. Yeah, he outlawed electricity.
Oh.
On campus.
Hey, Charlie, has the irony ever struck you? You know the irony that most swing music is about drinking and having unprotected sex with strangers in bars, yet it's been thoroughly embraced by the Christian subculture of kids?
Huh.
I mean, like, the bands, like Cherry Pop and Daddies. It's got some sexual overtones, I think, don't you?
Well, I just took it to mean that they like cherries on their sundaes.
Oh.
And they like to drink pop with their meals, and they're all loving fathers of children.
You know, actually, my Christian education is telling me that you're right, and that my subversive thoughts were just that, subversive. You know what? Let's never date anyone outside our own race, can we?
Sounds good to me. Now I'll mouth the swing music while we practice our steps. Boom, doom, boom, banana, boom, doom, boom, banana.
Wow, we've almost got the tallest building in the world constructed now.
Right, and I'm only about 2.5 feet shorter than I was when we started.
That's great. You know, this building is going to be perfect. It's going to be the tallest building in the world ever, and I'm really, really glad that we've come through it together, the building of this building, without contracting elephantitis or even having a scare, even, you know.
Right, and not I think that's great, too, but I think that the biggest problem is that I now only have 3 vertebrae.
Yeah.
We've compacted them into 3. I have a lumbar, a thoracic, and then just a spare.
But I gave you a thorough going over, and you're completely free of elephantitis, which I think is the perfect situation. Now, we've almost got this building done, and I stress the word almost for a good reason. We're missing a bolt up on the 114th floor. I was wondering, could I pound you in up there? Because we're out of bolts, and the building's going to fall apart if I don't have a bolt to pound in up there. And I was just wondering, you know, if you would be so kind.
You want to pound me?
I was wondering if you could be able
to. You want to rivet me? You want to use
right,
me as a rivet.
Right, right. That's kind of the idea. You know, we'll get another bolt eventually, but if you could just stand in so that the World Tallest Building could stay up for a little longer.
Sure, that sounds great.
Oh, that's just great. I think you're you're a great kid.
Yeah, well, I try, you know. I try very hard, but I figure I've only got three vertebrae left, and you know, why the hell not spend the rest of my life as a rivet?
Shh. You schooled me. Stinky, the adolescent, you schooled me.
Okay.
Like the nuns used to in Catholic school.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't call it
you
hustling
sharked me.
So much.
Much like a swing dancer of the 40s might.
Well, I actually...
You shocked me and schooled me like the marriage of Christianity and swing music.
I did all those things, but can I just say, if you're going to be addressing me further, could you not call me Stinky anymore? Because having won your aromatic scent in our bet, you are now the Stinky of the two. And I am, you could just call me, you know, aromatic or something. Just don't talk about it very loud. I was going to hustle that guy over there with a hook for a hand and pool, because I want his hook for a hand, because I think those are kind of cool. Do you agree?
go, Aromatic, the adolescent. I give you my crown, my dignity, and my role as the best pool hustler in the world. I am a defeated man.
Well, as soon as I get a hook on my hand, I guess there's nothing that's going to be able to stop me now. I'll have it all. I'm Aromatic. I'm.
Well, Charlie, you really schooled and shucked me, and I wasn't really expecting that. So.
Well, you know, I got moves, baby. Frank, don't let anybody tell you that I don't have moves.
You have a strong, strong bag, Charlie. So, do we have to go to confession now?
Yeah. Well, that'd probably be appropriate. I mean, yeah.
And you don't fit in there.
Let me guess, the pneumatic drill, huh?
You don't fit. So I guess we'll have to leave the world's tallest building only partially completed. And
oh wow.
Oh well.
You ever notice the irony?
What's that?
That pneumatic starts with a P. It sounds like it starts with an N. It's irony, man. Irony.
No, I can't say I ever caught that. Probably it's because of my all-encompassing fear of elephantitis.
It's the irony.
I'm sure it is. Why don't we go across the street and get a drink and let this building collapse?
All right, but make my latte a short.
I'll do that.
Dun dun
dun dun.
I just added it with a really bad pun. Whee!
Yeah.
That's how you go out, man.
Yeah. We're
scat to puns.
Fresh out of time, like
from poop to puns.
Like a grapefruit turned blue.
That's gonna be the name of the biopic they make of this show.
What?
From poop to puns, the What Jails Like story.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of What Jails Like. My name is Mark. With me is Ben,
Eric,
and Matt.
Thank you very much once again. Give us an email at whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Tell us what you think, or just write us long letters in sonata form for us to consume and stare at and look fondly upon. whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Check out the webpage, go.to/jail. Stay tuned to Weft all week long because it's the best your talking radio box has to offer. Thank you very much. Good night.